The Middletown Grange Fair in Bucks County turned 70 years old this weekend. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg talks to the fair's youngest farmhands keeping agricultural traditions alive as they prepare to show off their pigs, cows, and chickens.
Olivia Davis Egan is 14 and getting ready to show a Holstein cow in the dairy competition, but she lives in the suburbs. 4-H helped her partner with a dairy farm for the past 6 months and learn how to train and take care of a calf. At the fair, Egan says she sees herself as a farm educator.
There are people that walk through and, like, they've never really seen a cow or a sheep or a chicken or a pig or whatever up close before, and they have no idea where their food comes from. And I think that that's something that's, like, gotten away from most people, and I think it's important for them to come here and kind of learn about that.
Her friend Jess Durbin also leases a calf from Curly Hill Dairy in Plumsteadville, and says she was surprised at how many people seem to believe an old joke.
The thing we hear a lot from people is that the brown cows make chocolate milk, or, like, these ones make strawberry, like, pink milk. So the true fact is all cows make white milk.
Middletown's Grange Fair started as a way for farmers to compete in a national corn growing competition and is now a 5-day event that hosts thousands. For 4-H'ers, it's the first round of shows on the road to the state fair. Kate Dangler is from Upper Black Eddy and says it's a great time to meet farm animals up close because they've never been cleaner.
They have to be bathed constantly. That's why we sleep here overnight so that we can be with them and take care of them more.
7-year-old Christian Frank says his family, who lives in Morrisville, has 6 chickens in their backyard.
One of the chickens yesterday, she sat down in my lap and laid an egg there. Her name was Barbie.
His twin brother Scotty says they both want to be in 4-H, so their chickens can win ribbons.
But we have to wait until next year because we're not old enough this year.
The Grange Fair runs through Sunday. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.